from Edinburgh, Radio Napier, News.
Good afternoon, I'm Eddie Nisbet.
And I'm Ali Simpson.
And this is your 4:30 News Bulletin. Our top story today.
Work is finally underway to distribute UK aid in the Philippines following Friday's devastating typhoon. The first UK aid flight has arrived, bringing with it almost 9,000 shelter kits, while an emergency medical team and a Royal Navy ship are on their way. The confirmed death toll currently stands at more than 2,300, and the UN has said over 11 million people have been affected by the typhoon so far.
This is Radio Napier.
Also in the headlines today.
Alex Salmond is to confirm retention of the pound in Parliament.
MSP Margot MacDonald launches a new suicide bill.
And we have the latest news about the News of the World phone hacking case, fresh from court.
First Minister Alex Salmond has remained bullish regarding his plans for a currency union in the event of an independent Scotland. Labour leader Joanne Lamont attacked Salmond for his lack of a cohesive currency policy ahead of 2014.
Colm Mackay, Alex Salmond's chief strategist, told a conference this week, and I quote, "We cannot assert as an a priori fact we can achieve a currency union with the United Kingdom."
Salmond dismissed any concerns, insisting that plans for a currency union will be clearly outlined come the publication of the White Paper later this month.
"I can assure Joanne Lamont that when the White Paper comes up, it will be definitive about policy choices of the Scottish National Party on the currency and other matters."
All this comes in a day that legislation to hold the independence referendum is expected to pass its final parliamentary stage. The Scottish Government's bill sets out referendum rules concerning matters such as the question and campaign spending limits. MSPs have been debating the contents of the bill today at Holyrood and are widely expected to pass the bill, paving the way for next year's referendum.
Independent MSP Margot MacDonald has relaunched her proposal to give terminally ill people in Scotland the legal right to assisted suicide. Her previous attempt to change the law was defeated in Parliament, but Ms MacDonald said she now hoped high-profile cases will have changed the public's opinion on the issue. The Scottish Government maintains it does not support a change in the law. Critics of the bill have said it could see Scotland becoming a suicide tourism destination, much like Switzerland. We have Dr Gordon MacDonald, the Care Not Killing convener, with us in the studio. Dr MacDonald, thanks for joining us. How do you feel about Margot MacDonald relaunching this proposal?
The Scottish Parliament overwhelmingly rejected an attempt by Margot MacDonald to legalise euthanasia and assisted suicide in 2010. MSPs concluded that the vulnerable people will be put at risk from such legislation. Scotland should remain an example of a country which rejects the view that some people's lives are not worth living. We believe that society has a responsibility to protect the most vulnerable.
Thank you, Dr MacDonald. I'm afraid that's all we have time for.
The News of the World phone hacking trial continues. Our reporter Melissa Steele has more.
I'm outside the Old Bailey with the latest revelations from the News of the World phone hacking trial. The heat's off Rebecca Brooks and Andy Coulson today as we hear from alleged victims of phone hacking. The court have heard from former Home Secretary Charles Clark. The newspaper believed he was having an affair with a special advisor, Hannah Paulby. However, Clark told court there was nothing in the rumours and had threatened to sue the paper for libel if they published the story. Defendant Glenn Mulcair had the details of Paulby's family and friends in his notes. The court has taken a break for lunch, but more news as we have it. Melissa Steele, Edinburgh Napier News.
Yet another cyclist has died following an accident on London roads. Stuart Everson reports.
People are calling for a change following the death of 5 cyclists in 9 days on London roads. The latest death occurred in the early hours following a collision with a double-decker bus late last night. London Mayor Boris Johnson assured reporters they were doing all they could to make London roads safer.
"We are continuing to invest in particular in the cycle superhighways, improving junctions and roundabouts."
The promise has, however, done little to alleviate the fears of cyclists.
"The council have got to act now and create far more cycle lanes, and the police should be prepared to prosecute drivers."
Video chain Blockbuster is suffering under the pressure from digital competitors.
Blockbuster continues its downward spiral as a movie rental chain struggling to drag itself out of administration. Further bad news for the company's dwindling workforce as a quarter is set to lose their jobs in the wake of 72 store closures. The firm currently employs 2,000 people and still operates 264 outlets across Britain. Joint administrators Simon Thomas and Nick O'Reilly confirmed 452 people will lose their jobs. Blockbuster has been hit hard by intense competition from supermarkets and online DVD sales, not to mention the online movie rental services like Netflix, in addition to Sky Movies Rental, readily available at the click of a button. Here is what some people had to say.
"I've not been in ever set foot in one of those places.
I used to prefer going to Blockbuster.
Yeah, it's really easier to stream.
Definitely easier to get stuff from online.
Blockbuster's downfall is a sign of the times as everyone is doing everything online. I'm Ryan Strachan, Radio Napier News.
Over to Stuart Everson with today's Sports Roundup.
Good afternoon, this is the Sports Roundup with Stuart Everson reporting live from McDermott Park, where St Johnstone have picked up an awards double, with Stevie May claiming Player of the Month and Tommy Wright claiming Manager of the Month. Meanwhile, in international news, Matt Phillips has become the latest player to pull out of the Scotland squad ahead of their match with the USA. He joins James Forrest, Chris Burke and James Morrison on the treatment table. And finally, in boxing news, Frank Warren has threatened legal action against Mike Tyson following claims in his autobiography he avoided drug tests by using a fake penis full of clean urine.
And now for a traffic update with Melissa Steele.
For those travelling home to Fife this evening, be aware that the A917 in St Monans is closed in both directions between Gurley Crescent Junction and the B942 Junction. There was a lane blockage earlier on the A720 Edinburgh City Bypass in Dalkeith at Sheriff Hall roundabout because of an earlier broken down lorry. The traffic is heavier than usual on the A901 Great Junction Street in both directions in Leith, between the Henderson Street Junction and the A902 Ferry Road Junction. Remember to phone, text or tweet us with your traffic updates. Safe driving.
And here's Alex Watson with the weather forecast.
It's been a dry and sunny day today in Edinburgh, with an average temperature of around 8 degrees Celsius. Chilly temperatures will continue into this evening, with lows of 5 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will be warmer but blustery, with wind speeds of 15 and 16 miles per hour. Unfortunately, the gloomy weather looks set to continue until Monday, but at least it's not raining yet.
That's all for today. Just check out our website for updates at www.en4news.com and our Twitter at Radio Napier. I'm Eddie Nisbet.
And I'm Ali Simpson.
Tune in at 5 o'clock for our next news update.
Live from Edinburgh, Radio Napier, News.